A lot went right for a large portion of this game. It's just things unwound a little bit in the eighth and the ninth inning. But if I'm going to look at the entire body of work, I got to look at the three-game series and say, look, we played some good baseball. We did a lot of good things. I think our offense has figured out some really key concepts about keeping the line moving, handing it off to the next guy, putting up some crooked numbers. We got an outstanding pitching performance by Merrill. Yeah, we just made some mistakes. They matched up against us, and we got clipped. That happens in this game. But you know, as frustrating as it was for those last couple innings, we set that aside. We built the inning in the ninth. We were a hit away. I thought we just had quality at bat after quality at bat against a very good closer, some aggressive stuff, and we didn't shut down. I was really proud of that today. Yeah, we got off to a real good start, and you know, you get out to a 4-0 lead with Merrill pitching, you feel pretty good about things, and it was unfolding the way that we wanted to, and you know, they made some adjustments. I think that Cobb started to make some pitches towards the back end of his outing, and then you know, he went to his bullpen and kept us in check. So. We were fighting and grinding through those middle innings. We just couldn't get anything started.
Was Melanson unavailable tonight?
I was going to stay away from Mark. If it was a save situation and a save situation only, I would have used him.
Was there any hesitancy? Obviously not, but you know, to go back to Joe again, even though he had a day off and worked so much prior to that day off?
Yeah, it was a big ask. I know that, but I felt like he, at that point in time, I was budgeting that he was gonna turn around some of those hitters, and he was gonna get that group of guys, and I thought he could make quality pitches and get out of the situation, and it just didn't happen. Zero hesitancy for me. He's been doing it all year long for us. Made a mistake with the breaking ball in the middle of the plate, and that was the difference.
Did you expect those matchups then when you brought him in the
game? Yeah, for sure, 100%. 100%. I wasn't certain what he would do with his catching situation, but yeah, I knew we'd see those guys popping out of that dugout.
So it was just, you felt like it was your best reliever this year against, you know, whether the matchups were great, it was still your best guy.
Right, I was betting on my guy, right? And I will bet on him again, for sure.
Torrey, a lot of teams would not have had the bottom of the ninth that you guys had after with
the
8-9 point. What does that say about this club?
Yeah, I'm gonna put my head on the pillow tonight and feel good about that. Knowing that, as frustrating as it was to watch that long inning take place and we gave up a lead, that our guys fought and they prepared for their closer. They had a good game plan. We built an inning and we didn't shut down. And we had the right guys in the right situation. It's just that we just couldn't come through.
What stood out to you about Walker's at bat in that inning? I
think it was 10 pitches. He wasn't giving in, and he was covering both sides of the plate with a guy that's throwing 100 miles an hour. It's hard, 100 miles an hour. It's hard to do, and he was just barely missing some sliders that were probably real good pitches, and you know, he was checking off of the balls and swinging it to the strikes. That's what stands out more to me than anything. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
I'm seeing this.
I stopped showing. I'll do that.